If you are fixing your bra straps, fussing with wires, or battling your bra during this podcast, you'll want to hear this. Third Love solves bra problems, or problems, and their bras make it easy to get what you want. With over 60 sizes, including half cups you won't find anywhere else, you'll never be stuck between two sizes that don't fit. So stop settling for bad bras. Get your problem solved and save $15 on your first order with code PODCAST15 at thirdlove.com.
Go loud.
What you waiting for? What you back in it? Just a little more. So you waiting it now? Tell your body okay. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down. Go down. Go down.
Episode 226 of Talking Mullins podcast, brought to you by Go Loud and proudly supported by Roy Style Furniture.
So you just bought a new gaff on your ma's hand-me-down couches in Clutney?
Sort it with Roy Style Furniture. They're an Irish family-run store that actually knows what looks good in 2025, not 1995.
They've got a full house of packages starting at just €3,649. That's an electric 3+2 sofa, dining set with 6 chairs and 2 Ottoman bed frames with mattresses. Madness.
I got my corner sofa from Roy Style, and you know why you wouldn't just sit anywhere?
They're at Fonthill, Belgard and now Omni Park too. Open late Thursdays and Fridays till 8 in Fonthill and Omni.
Sofas, beds, tables, it's a one-stop shop for sorting your whole home.
Roy Price, Roy Style, right now. Visit www.roystyle.ie and use promo GET10 for 10% off.
It's me, COB.
It's me, Terry Flower.
And today, we're giving a debrief of what happened last Friday in the Borgosh Energy Theatre, July 11th, sold out, Talking Bollocks show number 11.
You have way too much energy.
I'm about to get a little surge.
That's
what happened there. Get me into this. Get me in here.
Like, we're doing this without a guest because we're about still, like, coming
tired.
Down and a bit tired and a bit.
Yeah.
And you're just at the going on a spiel there.
Yeah, I went into my little reserve, my little borscht, you know what I mean?
Yeah, now the week after the show is always...
It's tough.
It's come down, innit?
Yeah, come down. You want to see me Saturday? It's in an awful seat. Saturday was in a bad way. Sunday, I had a nap again.
Did you stay up Saturday night? Or Friday night, sorry.
Yeah.
To watch the fight tonight? Yeah. So did I. And I fell
bad asleep. Idea.
I fell asleep as Katie Taylor was walking out.
It was a bad idea, yeah.
And then I woke back up 3 hours later and then I was up for the day. I just couldn't sleep.
So I went out to watch the fights. I heard a wall at 3:30. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a little sleeve in here. And I was like, still sitting in me slacks and all. I was like, I'm just going to get changed. Never came back.
Yeah.
Never came
Irish
back.
Good boy, one of them.
So I'm just going to get changed and never came back. Went to bed. No, I didn't go to bed. I went to watch the fight with my ma's then. But then I went to sleep.
The amount of people that were speaking there that weren't drinking at the show that woke up and said they felt hungover.
Yeah.
Because majority of people stayed up to watch the fights then. And then everyone was up at like 8, 9.
And it was 30 degrees all day.
But yeah, I was only saying as well to one of the boys today, you don't realise how much money I'd have given for it to be lashing around on that Saturday.
Yeah.
Woke up, it's 30 degrees, you can't even just sit in.
No, you have to go out. That's what happened. So I got up, done a few bits, then went to bed, woke up at about 5:30, 6, and I was like, I have to go out of the house though, because it's still nice, you know what I mean? It's not as if the sun was even coming down. So I got out of the gaff, went for something to eat, then yesterday, Sunday, what did I do yesterday?
Went to the beach.
Went for a swim, then came back, had a nap again. Fucking
just napping the gaff down.
The gaff down, Terry. I'm bollocks now. I could easily go for a nap now. I only had a coffee about an hour ago because I knew we were coming in to do this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to have another coffee. But
I genuinely feel like we had a bender like on the weekend.
No, it was draining. It was very taxing on the old body.
But it usually is. But we were only saying as well this time, the last live show we did, we fucked up because we didn't pre-record an episode.
Yeah.
And we had to come in like the next day and that was 10
come down, it's horrible, yeah.
You're sitting here and you only had to do a show 12 hours ago and you're like, oh, so what's your name and where'd you come from and all? Yeah. You're panicking like. But the show itself, how's it going? Out of 10, what you think?
11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best show to date.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Best show to date.
Would you say that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know my only flaw with it? I wish it was 20 minutes longer.
Calvin, are you serious?
Wish it was 20 minutes longer.
I thought, and I don't want to be disrespectful to any previous guest, but I just thought the guests together was probably the best.
Yeah.
It's the best dynamic, even though it was like...
Chaos. Organised chaos.
And that's what we wanted, isn't it? For the board, gosh.
I had it in my head, Terry. And I said it to you backstage, get to the gender reveal and put the feet up.
Yeah.
And that's all we did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all we had to do.
Went into autopilot, didn't
it? That's it. Like, there was a lot now. There was a lot of moving parts going on. There was a lot. Like, we did have to do a lot and we even said it backstage.
It was the longest we've done without a guest.
Yes.
Well, Owen was a guest, but he's more so a host with us, isn't he? Whereas the most that we've had to deal on stage before we bring out an actual guest.
It was the shortest we actually had to talk.
I call Alan a host.
It was the shortest we had to talk. We didn't do any stories, didn't do any bits. It was just like, get out on the stage, warm up.
Crack for 20 minutes.
It wasn't even 20.
15,
I think. I actually think it was less again.
No, we pushed. I remember looking at the clock and I was like, right, we're at nearly 20. Yeah, but it was like 16 minutes.
But we come out late.
Oh, yeah.
We come out late again. So we had to speed through our intro, get on out, breeze through that, get the lie detector up.
Dirty bastards, by the way.
It was a good one, though.
Great one.
It was a good one.
I swear to God, I didn't know like where that was going.
Did you have any idea?
None. No.
What did you think?
Hand on my head, if you had asked me, I would have said one of two things. One is you're going to put me on the harness yoke that's in the board guard so you can, like,
you can
fly
come in on the harness, yeah.
I thought you were going to ask me to do that. Or the other one was, is we're going to get a pregnancy. Do you ever hear of them yokes? You can put them on men and it makes
the feeling. The pain thing.
I thought it was one of them two things. Yeah. I had no idea.
Do you know what? That's actually a great idea for another live show.
Yeah.
I think that, do you not make a note of that?
That was actually said to me. So I didn't even come up with it. Someone said to me, bet you they'll do that. And I was like, oh shit, now I think they are doing that.
That's a good idea, actually.
So there was them two things. I had no idea it was a lie detector.
That's a good idea for like a quiz. Me and you strapped up. And if you get a question wrong, you get it.
Oh, Leo.
That is a great idea.
I'd love to know how far we'd be able to go with it.
As in threshold was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we'd never get the label.
Yeah, but give her a bash, shouldn't
you? Yeah, of course, mate.
Like, here's a five and like, right, we leave it there.
Ego kicks in, we'd be like, yeah, let's do it. Put it on 10. Ah, get
me collapsing,
up.
Like. Yeah.
Look
for a C-section.
But I had no idea it was a lie detector. And it was brilliant.
And you know the whole thing was fake?
So I found that out after. Don't know whether I was disappointed or happy about that.
That the whole thing was fake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, who was your man?
It's an actor.
An actor?
Yeah.
I asked someone and they obviously said actor. I thought they said doctor. And I was like, oh, doctors do lie detector, do they?
No, he was an actor.
Oh, was he? Yeah.
So the whole plan around that.
Who reached out to him?
I don't know. They got him. So he was that. And then Ben, who helps set up this show on the stage, he is training to be a doctor.
Yeah.
So we knew that would add a bit of realism to it, that you wouldn't be able to question it. You'd be like, no, he fucking is a doctor. And I said it to you, because I was like, I'm going to have to ask him, what does Ben do? And hopefully you don't turn around and say, oh, he helps Zebra. Because that's going to look stupid then. Because I'd be like, no, he's a doctor as well, isn't he? And you'd be like, oh, yeah.
But well, you said, you weren't getting at that.
You said straight away, he's a doctor.
Yeah.
So I was like, right. And then we're like, we'll get him to fit you up with the straps and all that. That's all connected to nothing. Like they weren't even.
But you know what got me? Now, obviously, I couldn't look at the screen. I was afraid to move in case something fell off me. But the crowd, and I seen it back on people's videos, there was something on your man's computer.
It was a video, yeah? Of a graph.
So when I seen that back the next morning, I was like, was that? Someone told me that was fake. Was that real?
Yeah.
It was all fake.
No, that's a video on loop. It's just a video of a graph on a loop.
God.
Class, wasn't it?
Later. It was class. Deadly. It was deadly.
And then your man had the switches and all. And we were like, oh, he has to get a read. So we would ask you a question. Yeah. And then we'd say, he has to get a read. He'd pretend to write something down and press the switch. And then it'll come up truth or lie. Siobhan was deciding if it was a truth or a lie. Because she was the one in the back.
Was it you, Siobhan? So you said truth when I said, I didn't collect caterpillars. You don't think that's true? She's a legend.
Yeah, she meant to say lie.
Oh, did you? You stupid cunt.
She meant to say lie.
That's a crack.
And we were saying after.
I was going to give her a knuckle touch after this.
So we were saying after, like, it actually probably worked out for the better.
That,
yeah.
No, that did.
Because that's the nip not in the bud now. Because in fairness, that caterpillar joke is on the way out since the last live show. It's on the way out, I think. After Vicar Street, we were like, right, that's a bit burned out.
Yeah.
And even in the emails, it's kind of dropped off a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we were like, right, we'll get one more bash out of it.
I believed for that. The only thing was when you said, between Jared and Gav, I was like, because I don't have an answer in my head. So I was like, if that comes up, that one is my favourite. If that comes up, it's a lie, well then, it's fake. And when that came up lie, I was like, that's stored in the pot now. This is fake. It's the only thing. Because every other question, even the stupid ones, is an end hard part. True. Russia to the greatest film ever. No, true. I was like, oh shit, we're onto something here. There's actually me reacting on stage going, oh my God, this is real. Do you get me? I was like, oh shit.
So if you do a lie detector, you do have to do them questions. And there is your name, where you are, and what day is it?
You nearly got the day wrong.
So I said that to Owen. Because if you look up there, the three questions you get asked, I goes, Owen, people are going to think that's fake because he'll get that wrong. And he fucking did. So this was all in the planning meeting. And then, the plan was to give you the first two, yeah? the first two questions, whatever we asked, whatever you said, we were going to say it's Israel. So whether it was truth or a lie or whatever, yeah? And then to get you on side to make you think it was real and then just run away with it.
Dirty bastard.
Do you know what I wanted to do? I wanted you to get strapped up, get comfortable with it and go, Owen, will we ask him about sexuality?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You would have flipped her. You would have been taking things off and all.
Am I gay?
You know what, like, oh, Terrence, I would have went down a tree. But I was like, no, we'll leave him. And then, sure, there was questions missed and all. There was questions. We had more questions than they were missed.
I'd see that. I thought that part went really well.
Yeah.
To the point where we could have got another 10 minutes out. He was asking stupid questions.
But you knew the hard out on that was the gender reveal.
I didn't know when it was coming though. So see, when you did it for the scan, I was like, is this it? Or like, because you said,
Who is this?
Someone's had to send in a picture.
Yeah, but the setup was, Jordan is sending us all this information.
So, and then it was, Jordan sent us another picture.
Who's in this picture?
So I was like, did somebody like get a picture of me and Johnny Foxes?
But you weren't noticing since.
No, but I was like, if I'm pictured in there, it looks bad. Just looking at a baby scan comes up, I was like, oh yeah.
Forgot about that.
Having a baby as well, actually.
Oh, you think we should, in the next live show, do a paternity test?
Listen to this. Somebody texts me about a week before the show saying that she's, our due date was like around the same date as the show. She was like, I'll try and hold off until the show and go into labour at the show. She said, not the way we said that before. But she didn't end up making it. She had the baby beforehand.
Someone nearly done that before. And I remember I told you, a fella stopped up and going to the show. She was due that week and she goes, I'm still going. A fella wouldn't let her.
Seen a few pregnant people at the show.
People are letting us down. Someone needs to give birth at the show, for fuck's sake.
We've had a proposal, a gender reveal.
A birth.
We need a birth.
Or a death, touch wood.
A death.
Maybe. What else does someone say there?
Death, but we just want drastic things to happen because it's always something great to talk about.
Is it my mass here tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. And people are asking about the show and I'm playing dumb. AJ just turned around going, yeah, it's turning sport pregnant. I was like, well, there's the show round.
Cracker. Yeah. That went well as well, I thought.
Yeah.
That went well. Because you teed her up well.
Yeah, because we knew the setup at the end was always because we were going to sting you with the pictures and stuff, the Johnny Fox's certificate and other things.
So I thought the gender reveal was at the end of the half.
Right.
So I thought Shane Todd would come out and then we'd do it and everyone go into half time. Then she just comes out with two big cannons in her hand.
Somebody
and I was like, oh, this is all going down now.
Someone said to me, did you know Terrence's board was pregnant? I was like, obviously. What do you think?
It was a secret to me, not to Calvin. That whole part, like.
But, so we done the gender reveal, and in planning, it was less slip.
Siobhan Walsh. She's in the S nigger. Siobhan fucked up.
Big time.
And I tried to save her. I won't get into it. But Siobhan told us it was a boy on accident. She was like, how'd she do? She was like, oh, yeah, so like they'll just go on stage, they'll pop and they'll say it's a boy, and then she panicked. And yeah. I was like, oh, you didn't even go, or a girl. Siobhan, all you had to say is, or a girl after that.
I'm not saying anything. Because you have to just give an example of something. So you'd be like, this happens, that happened, it comes up, it's a boy, and we move on, and we rant. I wouldn't have paid any notice to that. But when she said, it's a boy, she kind of put her face into her hands, and she was like, oh no. And I was like, don't react. Don't react.
We have to be honest, right?
I'd love to play poker with Siobhan.
From day one, I don't know why, I was convinced there was a boy. Wouldn't have a bollocks either way, but I was convinced there was a boy. And the only time I had doubt in my mind was that night. Because there was something in me going, did Owen Brennan put her to that? That was the only doubt I had. I was like, now it could be something else.
It could be a girl.
Yeah,
something else.
Well,
a girl. One other option.
The other one, I mean. The other one.
Other option.
But I just had a feeling it was going to be a boy. And then when she said, that was the only time I had doubt, I have to be honest. Because I was like, maybe she's just the best actor ever. Do you get me?
I don't know. She's cracked now. Remember, she used to be so serious and now she's cracked.
Ah, she's broke.
Then Shane Todd came out, played an absolute blinder, stung us with them scripts.
Dirty.
Which wasn't... another thing, people were like, well, was that planned? I was like, how could it be planned? And it was brilliant. In the script as well, in one of the lines, remember, you were like, oh, I'd love to call you daddy.
Yeah.
And Shane's next line says, oh my God, Terrence, this isn't in the script.
No. That was my line. So it's like, something, daddy. And then my next line, it has full stop. Then my next line, and I'm just reading as I'm going, is like, and this isn't in the script either.
Yes.
And then he's like, oh my God,
Terrence, why would you say this?
Yeah. And then when, you know, that night when we were all going up like to the after party thing, And Shane was leaving. He said, I'm not going to hang around. I'm just going to show off. And I get my handshake on and I said, see you later. And he goes, call me daddy one more time. Shane, fuck off. He's a bastard, he is.
That was hilarious. Then we went to the break, came back out. Khaki Kid came out, carried on the scrizzle, by the way.
Oh, what a man.
He was doing tumbles on the stage.
Jumped out into the crowd.
Instantly jumped into the crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
I said it to you straight away.
The song hadn't even
started. Straight away, the second he got into the crowd, I said, he's carrying on the scrizzle. This is getting out of hand.
But it's exactly what we wanted.
I said, he's getting out of hand, and he was doing tumbles. It's me who was there hyping him up, come over to me and goes, how do you do this? I was like, you're the performer here, pal. Do you know what I mean? He was jumping over the table, jumping over the chairs.
Yeah.
Jumping over popping our collars and all. I was like, mate.
Can I say it's a great song?
Oh, it's a belter of a tune.
Oh, it's a belter.
Belter of a tune.
Yeah, Khaki Kid came out with his mate and...
They done date night, yeah?
Yeah, they were legal. I thought they were good. That you can tell that they're good performers.
Oh, hilarious.
Do you know what I mean?
He goes off, Shane Todd comes back on, and the best thing was, it was like Darren Conway opened for us, which we forgot to include. Darren Conway done a little bit at the start. So we set up Shane, then they're like, Shane, Darden done stand up, you're a professional, you do stand up. And he just switched.
Oh, instantly.
I was lethal. I was like, this is class.
Just went straight into a stand up set.
Yeah, I was invested in the story. Yeah. I was like, what, Apple Green? This is lethal. I was invested in it.
Yeah.
And then Coyle came out and just started lifting him over. Just lifted Shane over.
Shane lifted us over though.
Yeah, he tried to pawn her off on us. It's like one of them when you're getting lifted over and someone laughs and you're like, what are you laughing at?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
He came out and he's like, you look like, what did he say, Pasta Boys or something he said?
Alta Boys,
was
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
She's like, what are you
on? I was dying to slag him back, but I was afraid. I was like, where's the line? I don't want to come across as sour.
I have a very childish video on my phone of me. Coyle roused at him, right? And sat back in her seat. And I jumped up, started putting my middle fingers up. And you jumped up after him and said, now you call her daddy.
Yeah.
And we just sat down like boss. I was like, that's shocking.
Coyle came out, absolutely roused Shane Todd, and just kept roasting him.
Yeah,
oh, I actually felt bad for him.
Didn't stop.
And
he caught her once or twice.
Yeah, and then she battered him again.
Yeah, she battered him.
She 10-8'd him.
She 10-8'd him three times and he got a 10-9 and 10-9.
Yeah.
He lost.
Oh, he was battered. Didn't even have to go to the judges. We knew who won.
They had the arm and the yoke and they had a stare down.
Yeah.
They were like, what did they call it? A power pause or something?
I would have liked that to go for 20 more minutes. I would have just sat there and let the two of them go at it. Everyone was loving it.
There was a point when they were going at each other. And then they finished and they looked at us and we were like, oh, we're actually involved in this.
Yeah, like, we better move the show on the road.
Yeah, so
Coyle. And then Coyle sat going again. But we got the message that Will was ready. So Coyle was going again and the signal for me was like, what's going on back there? And Coyle was talking. And when I said that, Coyle was talking, she goes, what do you want to do? So he was like, what's going on back there? And I'm hanging over the chair and all. And then the lights go off and Will comes out.
So now people don't understand how much goes into them shows. Because we play her off well though.
Do you know, that was planned when the meet and greet was going on.
Oh, was
we were
it?
Getting the call for the meet and greet and I'm like there trying to do the tell Siobhan and the lights man. I was like, this has to, I have to go out, do I? And I had to run off. So that was itchy planned at the last second.
See them TBX meet and greets? They're the best things we've ever done.
Yeah, they're class.
They pumped me right out. It's only 50 people that's coming to the show. 50 subscribers of TBX. And I swear, whatever it is about it, it's just like, you know, when you go out and you meet them and you're just having a chat with them, you're like, oh, it's actually just going to be a place full of these.
Yeah.
Because they're legends.
Yeah.
Just come in, they're like, yes, I agree. What do you think of this? Yeah. What do you think of that? You have a bit of buzz and you bounce and go, oh, this whole gaff is just going to be full of people exactly like yours. This is going to be lethal.
Yeah.
Puts me at ease. Don't know what it is. I remember nervous going to the meet and greet. When I left the meet and greet, it was like, get me on the stage now. Do you know what I mean?
Then Will I comes out, all the lights off. We tried to replicate the Undertaker's entrance. What I didn't like was Will I walked out, stopped, and people were shining their fucking torches, weren't they, to see who it was?
What?
Yeah, people in the front were shining their torches on their phones. I was
they were obviously recording with the flash on, do you get me?
Could have been that, yeah. And then a couple of people in the front copped them and gave a big cheer, but then the lights come on, it was a big, huge, massive.
I thought it was better that it wasn't pitch black, because people could see it was Will I, by the way he walks out. And I thought it was deadly that people knew.
A silhouette.
It was like a silhouette of him.
Yeah.
Rather than lights off, lights back. I don't know what I'd have preferred, but I liked how it went.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
It worked out brilliantly.
You got some roar as well, the cunt.
Then Willa was there. He got carried away. Then Willa sang a song. And I loved the way he set up. He's like, I'm going to do a different song. And everyone builds. And he's like, it's called Something So So Strong. And everyone cheered.
Yeah.
And then we done Maniac.
I was only saying that before we started recording as well. I was giving out a little bit to myself saying, I wish I could have seen more in the crowd. Now when we come out to start, I'm always looking for someone I know or for someone to be doing something and then like roast them about something. And when I came out, couldn't see a fucking thing.
The only person I could see in that crowd was your man sitting front and centre in the Bayern Munich jersey.
Yeah, him as well.
The only person I've seen in the
only front row you could see. And I was a little bit like, I wish I could have seen more. Then when Willa started singing something so strong, everyone put their flashes on, I realised how many people was in there. And I said, thank fuck, we couldn't see any further than that front row. So if I had realised...
There was lights coming out of the ceiling and all.
If I had realised there was that amount of people in there early doors, I wouldn't have been as comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, I wouldn't have been. It was like when they came out, I was like, oh, I wish I could see more. But then I was like, fuck
that. I haven't seen any videos from the top. My videos are from the middle down.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anyone record from the top.
No, I've seen a few, like, but majority of videos just feel like they were all in the mix. It was like everyone came down.
Yeah.
Standing.
Everyone down, yeah.
Yeah, for Maniac, you get me?
Yeah. Just a little more.
Oh, I can talk about Mania.
Yeah, it was class.
I said, I'm going to tell you, give you a little in, yeah? Will I singing something so so strong, and I was going amazing, and I pulled Calvin on the stage and says, don't do Maniac. I said, I think we need to finish on this. This is amazing. And he goes, all right, I don't know. I think we need to do Maniac. We should just go with it. And I goes, oh, I don't know. Look at the time and all, Calvin. I don't think it's going to get down as well as you think. I says, ask him. He said, I'm not asking him. Said,
I ran off. I went over to Siobhan and I said, are we still doing Maniac? Because we were over time. We were supposed to finish at half.
Yeah.
And it was about 20 to.
Yeah.
And I was like, right.
And you said, I'm at the end to go ahead. If we want to do it, we can do it. And I goes, right, I'll just leave it with you. And the song ended and you didn't even take a breath. He goes, yeah, so we're going to do the national anthem. I was like, oh, we're doing it. And then I started and was
singing. I've seen people's reactions. I was like, sing along if you know the words. We're going to do the national anthem. And you could see people like, no.
Yeah,
not doing this.
Yeah. But then as soon as it started, I mean 5 seconds into Maniac, I knew it was the right decision to do. I was like, I wouldn't have did that.
Yeah.
Like if that was me making that decision on me on, I wouldn't have did that. Because something so so strong went so good.
Yeah.
I was like, this doesn't need another end, and that was lethal. Then that started, I was like, oh, what a show.
Yeah.
You know, one of them in your own head and you go, what a show.
It's one of the things I was saying of, if you end any night on Maniac, people are gonna join in. Every wedding I've ever been to play Maniac, everyone joins in.
And we also talk about the fact we tried to get Mark McCabe to do it. Mark McCabe wasn't around. We said, we'll just put it on the speaker.
And
now Brennan goes, that's the cheapest and best idea we've ever had for a show. It went down a tree. Oh my God, that place was rocking. And then you, I was on the phone to Willard earlier. And I said, you and him together, duetting all the rapping in it, whatever you'd call it. Fuck me.
I had no voice the next day.
What I thought was lethal was, they kept zooming into Will I doing it, and then it switched to you and you're singing into the mic, and I was like, that is, you know, on the big screen, I was like, that's fucking lethal. And then just coil it in the corner, just spinning her head and all.
Yeah. Spinning on her head.
She was like Brian Mysterio on the corner. She was lethal.
She was the ultimate out of hand person I've ever met.
Yeah, chaos.
She came up to me after the show. She had a glass of a second one in her hand. She goes, I'm off for 10 days now. Where are we going? I was like, oh, right.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, we're going to Celt. And she was Googling it. This is where I'm staying. The Celt is this far away. Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah.
She never came.
Raging. She's a legend.
I'm raging.
She's an absolute legend.
Very. I said it to you before, Terry. Very easy person to be around. Very easy to be around.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She makes everyone in the room comfortable. She includes everyone on the conversation. And she won't let the room go dead.
And she
keeps the buzz going.
She's chaos as well.
She's the first guest that arrived. And she walked into the room and she was like, right, what's the story? What are we doing tonight then? I was like, oh, yeah. Right.
I said, well, look, we don't really have anything planned to. We have two things wrote down on a sheet of paper. She's like, even better. Don't plan anything. I'm going to come out on the stage. Don't have anything in your head and we'll just go with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're exactly on our style here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? This is exactly what we want from this. And you know, when someone is like that, it's impossible for it to go wrong.
Yeah.
Because they're so confident that they don't need a backup. Where most people would say, yeah, just have a couple of questions there in case. She was like, let's just run with it.
And she did.
There was one thing on this piece of paper that I asked her and I fucked it.
I don't know what that
Where'd
was
that
either.
Come from?
Yeah.
Who put that down, Siobhan? Something about green room snacks or something.
And free food.
Do you know what? I read the first part of it to her and I forgot to ask
her. I know what happened.
What?
Did you feel pressured to say something? Because I did. I was like, we're not talking. So you better say something to her.
No.
I was like, to you, Teddy, ask her that. And you were like, I'm going to ask this. I was like, all right. And then, do you know when I said ask her that? I realised she had already said it. She went off on a mad one about something. And she ended up covering the question I was going to ask her. If that made sense?
Yeah.
So I was like, ask her that. And then you goes, no, this one. And you pointed at it. And I was like, and I read it again. I was like, oh, she already had to say that. It was really hard to hear on the sides, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't hear the thing.
Yeah, that was.
If anyone sees any videos of me and Terrence talking, it's usually me saying Terrence going, what did she say?
Or the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not just about Coyle, but what did he or she say?
It's very hard to hear it on the stage.
Honestly. But as well, we need to remember it was a bigger crowd. So when they were kind of laughing or joking, it was definitely harder.
And the sound is, the theatre is designed for the sound to go out.
Not in.
Not across, yeah.
Because so, remember at halftime, we were like, is that going well?
Yeah.
I had no idea. You know me forcing out, usually I go out to stage and I'd say something stupid, even if it was just, what's up, my nerves are gone. You hear a roar and you go, ah, we're in. You know, because they'll cheer back or they'll laugh. I went down and I said something off the bat and I was like, I don't know if they enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say
something
else. Our
part was the quickest part we've ever done. There was no structure to it. We flew through the whole thing, Terry.
Yeah.
And we usually...
That was the most...
It was the least amount of words we said at a live show.
Nah, I don't think so. No, I definitely.
Well, like Arnold Schwarzenegger on the Terminator.
It was the most... What's that? What's the word I'm looking for? Like, free. It's the least structured.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we went down to the stage, we were like, cover Tiffany's, cover the live camera, cover this, and we'll just run around. We were like, right, let's see. And we went down to the stage. And
we barely done, like, where's the crowd from?
No.
When Coyle was there, we were like, oh yeah, is anyone from Cork?
Yeah.
Should have asked that 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
But usually we'd go out and we'd pace.
I think you mean up until Owen came out.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but
we went foot to the floor. Like,
yeah.
I mean, Mars, like, it felt like we'd done 6 minutes.
Yeah, but.
And then Owen came out.
Nah, it definitely wasn't.
It felt like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we usually.
It felt like it went quick, yeah.
You'll say something.
But the whole night did. I was on the phone to Darden earlier, the doctor. And he said to me as well, because we didn't go off that session like 10 to 11, 5 to 11.
Yeah.
So we were 3 hours. That was a 3 hour show.
Yeah.
And he said that was like, not one person wanted to go to the toilet. Everybody was just like enjoying the show. It didn't feel like 3 hours. So the whole night
felt like
that.
It was so fast paced.
Yeah.
I remember saying this, it's foot to the floor from the start.
Yeah.
Just get to the gender reveal, foot to the floor. Then the guests have to pick her up. Without being disrespectful, the guests have to take the weight in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what it was.
But that's what you mean by that is. That's the only time we get to breathe.
Yeah.
And go, so you have a show coming up there.
Then they
tell us something like, about the show and then they'll run.
Yeah.
So that, but before that was like, just, but organised chaos, but chaos. Yeah. It was just like, boom, 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 boom. We're on 10, 15 minutes. Owen's out. We're still on.
Yeah.
Another 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Then we're seeing something.
Yeah. And then Shane hands you a script and you're like, Shane, do you know what? I was struggling to read. I was like, what if you stutter? And I was like,
see, I don't mind stuttering anymore. I wish I stuttered at the show. I don't mind that anymore.
No?
No. There used to be a time when I used to be worried sick of a stutter. And now I think it's at a point where people expect me to stutter. And I didn't stutter the other night.
Do you know what was great? The venue. I remember I rocked up and I rang out. I'm outside. He goes, you have to go down to the stage door down the side. And I was down there. I was standing there for ages waiting for Ron to come out and let me in. And then I realised there's a buzzer. You buzz it, there's a security guard, you have to sign in. You say, what company are we?
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean? What your fucking name's on the bill? What company? And then you go in and he goes, where are you going? Did you get your dressing room? I was like, no, I'm going to the stage. He goes, yeah, up one to the left. I was like, what do you mean up one? There's 7 floors in the place.
Yeah.
7 and 3 of my dressing rooms.
It's a mess.
3 of my dressing rooms. And the dressing room's like a hotel.
And every single person that we had on the show had their own dressing room.
Had their own dressing rooms, deadly.
I came in and I was, Darden Conway, Willa, Wee, Coyle Cobbler. I was like, what the fuck? Where's ours? It was like a 5-star hotel.
It was Lidl.
Oh,
it was Lidl.
That's the best dressing room I've ever been in.
Yeah, but even when you're downstairs in the backstage, the size of the place.
Yeah.
And you see the, like, there's people running around everywhere. You have like a little control center on the side.
Yeah.
50 blade monitors, decks or whatever they're called, this, that, and you know, it was Lidl.
But as well, I want to give a shout out to the whole Go Loud crew.
The whole crew?
What would he like?
10 out of 10. Everyone played a blinder. Honestly, everyone played a blinder.
We went for nothing like that day.
Mm.
Like, it was like every single person was just on it. No matter what you needed, what they needed, everyone, like, I'm not even talking about for us personally. I mean, if I needed something, someone was just, we're it. There was not one time that anyone say, oh, how am I going to do that?
Yeah.
Or where am I, where like, everyone was just on it. I was like, this is Lee.
It was deadly when I was on the stage, yeah. And I'd say something and someone go, stop. Yeah, that needs to be corrected. This, that. And, you know, I was like, what? People were talking. I was like, where even is he?
Yeah.
Who said that? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was fellas in like control booths all over the place. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Some venue. Okay. And the scalability of it all. Remember when we went in to view it, the pit was there for the orchestra.
Yeah.
Then it wasn't there. And your mind was blown by that.
I couldn't believe it.
They filled the floor in.
He put a whole.
Yeah.
It was a whole hole in the floor with like a full choir orchestra thing. And then we went in the other day and there were seats there. I was like, how do you fill that?
In and put row seats in it. It's
That's
deadly.
Mad.
And then the stage was pushed forward for us.
Yeah.
Whereas when we seen it, it was back.
Yeah.
It didn't feel that big when we were there.
empty.
Yeah, when it was empty, it didn't feel that big as the first time you seen it.
When they put the fucking house lights on. Put the house lights on for about 2 minutes short in the show.
Yeah.
I looked out and was like, get them back off quick, the size of this place.
Yeah.
Do you get me? But when we were, when you stand there, but oh, I think all venues are like that. Vicar Street feels tiny when it's empty.
Yeah.
Now when you're on the stage of Vicar Street, we're all just chilling before the show and we're looking out. Looks tiny. You walk out 2 hours later and it's full and it looks huge. Same with the board, gosh, but just...
I would have done the harness if someone had a came to us and was like, when he's had to come in on the harness, I would have done it.
Yeah,
I would have loved him to do it. No. Would have been some crack.
Imagine, but see, there's better content in that. If we ever do the ball gosh again, I'm just going to walk in and be like, where's Calvin?
And you'll drop in the harness. Story, like,
later.
Yeah. When we went to viewing.
You want to be dropping in with a serious one-liner. You can't just drop in and be like, what's up?
Yeah.
You want to be dropping in with something later.
When we went to view it, yeah, one said that when they do Mary Poppins in there, Mary Poppins comes from the top of the crowd down onto the stage. So it is possible. But I don't know, we never looked into it.
Yeah, and we wanted a choir as well, but maybe come here.
Where would we fit the choir in there? Genuinely, where were you going to fit
that
the
show?
Choir? Yeah, Cab at the end, singing Maniac.
Well, it was blue in the face. I didn't take one breath for 3 hours.
Yeah,
not one breath did I take in that whole show. I love in a show. Well, I thought I did until that show. I still do. I love in a show like when we bring her up at the start, because we usually come out on the stage like we did the other night, and we just bring her up. We're like, "What's up? Where is from?"
Level her out.
We cause chaos. Then you breathe for a minute.
Yeah,
and a guest comes out, and you have a nice chat. Good informal chat.
No, there was none of that.
None of it.
We were running 4 minute beat from the get go.
Will Arroy said, I'm going to sing a song, and I went, thank fuck. Like, it's the first time we didn't have to say anything. I know the guests were brilliant, but I mean, you're still on edge because they're on it. So you better match them.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Will I said he's going to sing, it was the first time when I was able to just go, oh, thank fuck. Like, I don't have to worry about saying that.
You had to get a lift up into the dressing rooms as well.
Yeah.
That was the other thing. A big, huge, massive lift like the one that you see in the hospitals.
Oh, you get 45 people into it.
Yeah, huge lift up into the dressing rooms. And then what else?
Our minds were blown by our dressing room.
Yeah.
Like a hotel.
Remember almost giving out me over having a shower. I was like, I'm not having a shower.
Yeah. It's like, you having a shower on this heat? You're like, I have to.
And it was 20 to 8. I was like, I have to have a shower now. Cannot have a shower. That bathroom is better than my bathroom.
Did you feel more relaxed there?
In it?
Before the show?
Yeah.
So did I. Why was that?
Because I knew, I was comfortable, I knew we had a good show, I knew it,
yeah,
and I knew.
Again,
and
that comes down to preparation, doesn't it?
And meeting the guests as well,
but
I knew it, you know what I mean? You know, by the voice, like, being honest with you, yeah, the second I met Cole Cobble, at the first 5 seconds, I was like, what grand?
Yeah, same, yeah.
What grand?
I felt that exact thing, but I think, because our first 15 minutes or so on stage, before Owen came out, I knew even that was just going to go great.
Mm.
And there was something in me going, once that goes great, Owen comes out, Owen has some great stories to tell. We're going to ask him some questions.
Didn't even get into all of them, no. I think we got one.
Yeah, but he gave some great insights to us. Then I knew there was a secret coming. So I was just like, this is just going to be full throttle right to the end. But I remember I was at ES from the start, though. I don't know what it was. I was just like, we're just going to knock this out of the park here. And I think that could have been our strongest first 15 minutes.
Maybe. I just think we didn't even give them what we usually give them. It was just...
We didn't tell one long-winded story. We didn't tell one story longer than 60 seconds.
No behind the scenes or anything.
We were just having the banter.
Bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang. Yeah. Our families got sticked. The live camera went on. It was just, yeah. It just felt solid like that, you get me?
Families were up in the boxes. What else happened? Harper was there with a sign like Blanket Jackson hanging over the balcony.
Yeah, that was deadly though.
It wasn't deadly when Coyle started talking about fucking riding people and giving blowjobs and all that.
You knew what they expect.
I know, but I thought, like, you know what I mean? Evidently clear at the very start, my daughter is here. Oh, no way. Thinking like people like, I won't talk about riding fellas. You know what I mean?
That's Coyle's whole thing. Remember Coyle left at the end of this podcast where the whole thing was just about riding Italian fellas. And I was like, she's a go.
John was a cracker. She said, she's engaged to a South African man. Tall, white, blonde hair, blue eyes, typical African.
Yeah, oh, it was a belter. She gave the greatest one-liner in live show history, that one-liner about Khaki Kid. And she goes, your man backstage, Khaki Man.
Yeah, Khaki Man, yeah.
She goes, don't know whether to breastfeed him or ride him. I swear to God, that is the funniest thing I've ever heard on stage, ever. Ever, because I just didn't expect it.
Yeah.
And it was within 10 seconds of walking.
Yeah.
I was like, holy divine.
Yeah, get the crowd on so early, didn't it?
Oh, it was a belter.
Three professionals we had on the stage where it was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With Willa, Shane, and Coyle. So yeah. We knew what we were getting. With the extra 20 minutes, I would like them to have a look. Do you know what I mean? A bit of banter between them all. Yeah. I was just like, will I come out, do a thing for a few minutes, sing a song, and then we're out of here, you know what I mean? I was like, fuck. Yeah. Well, if you could have, someone pulled me as well after, I was, and you're like, what's a big complaint? I said, I wish it was 20 minutes longer. And they said, look, it's better to leave people wanting more.
Well, it was a 3-hour show.
Yeah. I know, I know.
I don't know where you're pulling 20
minutes. I know, but that's what I'm saying. And the stuff that we left, you know what I mean? The stuff that me and you didn't go through, me, you and Owen didn't go through, we didn't even have Shane thought about playing the charity football match.
Bollocks, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I wanted to ask him that.
I really wanted to get into that. Didn't even get a chance to. So there's a load of stuff there that we didn't go through that we could have.
Well, there's always the future, I think.
Yeah. If we're allowed back. If we're allowed back. I heard a rumour.
That there's no roof on the board, gosh.
That as well.
Oh, I thought that's what you were going to say, sorry. Go on, that's the rumour.
I was told the bar was only opening at 10 minutes during the break. And that was it. Like, hard line, 10 minutes, don't give a bollocks. It was open for a half an hour. And I was like, I knew it. Because I was told...
I heard there's a bit of trouble getting people back in.
I was told to relay the message to people that the bar's only going to be open for 10 minutes, so make sure you pre-order your drink. And what I said back to that was, that bar won't be open for 10 minutes, it'll be open longer when you see the queue. Because this is where they make the money. So I'm waiting for confirmation to see do we have the record at the bar in the bar, gosh. I'd say we do. But remains to be seen.
It's only open for a short time, though. Now, how long was it open for? Was it open at 7 when people came in?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
So and they got an hour...
And then about a half an hour.
20 minutes, half an hour, half time. It was open after, no?
No. Because the place was empty when we came out. We had the bar upstairs then for a few people after. And then, remember, I always said, do you wish your stuff? And you were like, Lordan's getting it.
Yeah.
And I ran back in to get mine. The place was empty, Terry. All the lights were off. The stage was closed. They had like boards up on the stage.
Yeah.
And Lordan was saying to me, we're not allowed to go through the stage. I was like, I'm at the coming through the stage. I was paranoid a bit because I thought we would have been left in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I see when it's dark and there's no one around, shitting me. Shit, me and Lord and Carter are like, is it this way? I'm running. I'm like, no, it's this way. Leg it quick. I'm not hanging around here.
Yeah,
it's very scary. You know what I mean?
It's some venue.
It's unreal.
I'll give them that. Just scary venue.
Unreal. So if you were there, let us know what you thought of the venue. What was it like from a spectator side? It is because from our side, I was like, this is the real deal.
Yeah, I haven't heard not a single complaint. Like usually they do, and when I say complaint, I mean. Close ones to you would say, oh, I thought that should have been better. I thought that could have been. No, everyone's just saying, loved it.
Yeah.
Which
it was magic.
It puts your ears like Jim.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I always say it, Terry, it doesn't matter what we think. As long as the people who left are happy,
100%.
They pay the tickets. Shane taught the songs as well. Remember, he was like, why are they sell things to gullible people? How gullible are they? €41 ticket. Like, yeah, you are a wine god.
Dirty bastard.
You are a wine god.
Yeah, no, I'm happy with the show.
I'm delighted with it.
How were you on the build up to the show?
I was actually grand.
You weren't even really that nervous, were you?
No, because...
But you know what? You're a cunt for the own cabinet. You do well, though. I'll give you that. You hide your nerves well.
I'm being honest with you. I didn't get one bit of nerves that day. I got more nervous than Vicar Street the last time. Yes. A wave come over me and I was like, ooh.
Let me tell you, right? I'll give you an insight. See the Vicar Street show and the build-up to that and then on stage. So I'm always rattling, coming up to the shows. But in Vicar Street, on that night, usually I know I'm going to bounce out on the stage and we're in 60 seconds. Or 120, it's like first 2 minutes of the show, nerves are gone and you're just enjoying it. For some reason in Vicar Street, I was nervous right till the very end of the show. Don't know what happened. We hadn't been on stage in over a year. So I was like, what the fuck? The nerves didn't leave me. And I was like, oh, how, like, that's just not me forever now. You know, every show feeling like that because it was shy. Then this show, the build up to it, I was more nervous on the week of this show than I was even on the week of the last show where I was so nervous on stage. More nervous all week. Last Monday, I woke up and I just felt sick. I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do this on Friday? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then the day of the show, I felt the best of all week. Do you get me?
Remember I told you that there's people ringing you saying, are you nervous and all?
Yeah.
And I said, but not supposed to. You're not supposed to ask someone who's about to perform that.
Yeah.
And then I made a good observation. I goes, I bet you no one who's ever done a show before asked you that.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So I had a bit of that myself. So people were like, are you nervous? I was like, no, I actually feel grand. I don't know what it is. I actually feel grand. And a lot of people thought I must have been cocky or something. They were like, yeah, you will on the day of the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, mate, what are you doing? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. And all my mates at wind-ups as well. So they were like, are you nervous? No, well, it should be.
Yeah.
It should be when you hear what I'm going to say. What I'm going to do. And I was like, mate, honestly, don't be messing.
Yeah.
Get me? Don't be acting the bollocks. Because I'm actually afraid. Do you get me? And now I'm thinking you're going to show something.
Yeah,
and then I was saying in my head, so then I had loads of things planned. I was like, if that couldn't shout something, what would he shout? And if I hear his voice, what would I say? I had stuff on all the boys. I had ammo on all of them.
All right.
I need them.
I know someone who carried on the disgrace.
I know a few who carried on the disgrace.
No, like, It was said to me load of times.
Same. Is it the same person, mutual person?
Could be.
No. No, no, can we not leave that in? No, can we just bleep it?
Crowd was paved. There was no heroes in it. There was generally some heroes tries to take the spotlight and then they get a licking off everyone in the crowd. There was none of that.
Yeah, no, there wasn't really. Yeah.
Do you know what? Usually there's a certain portion and you'd be like, I wish they'd be quiet.
Yeah.
There was none of that.
But usually you give them one scald and then they stop.
Didn't have to.
Yeah. But it was, the venue was that big, Dave.
It could have been. There could have been more in the back of you wouldn't know.
They could have been hitting each other with steel chairs back there.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have had a clue. I'd have been like, just pissing the show out and all.
The only time I heard the crowd erupt in a section was when Shane Todd goes, I'm at the point of Gaff and Darndale. And there was about 20 hundreds from Darndale in the front row. I was like, where you was at the coming from?
Can you legend?
There was boards there a second ago.
Yeah, the dog and the goose jackets on the stage of the place. Yeah. You up, Darndale?
And Shane goes, I've no idea what language they're speaking.
Ah, stop. Yeah, now nah, I'm buzzing with the show, yeah? Happy with it?
I woke up Friday morning like it was a normal day. Grew up, went to the gym, went to walk, just left the gaff then. I was like, right, go and see you now. See you in there. I was going to bunk on the Lewis, but it was 14 minutes, so I ended up getting the lift.
For some reason, as the day went on, I got less and less nervous. Woke up nervous, went on a walk, come back, did the usual few bits. And then I was heading down to the venue, I was nervous, nervous, nervous. And then it just started easing.
Did you get a lift down?
Yeah.
Mm.
Got a lift down to the venue, came in. I was late, was I? Was Alan giving out?
Oh, very late, yeah. Oh, you were extremely late. You were an hour and a half late.
Was Alan giving out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'd say he was coursing me.
Can we just put it out there? Alan was a bridezilla that day.
What's that mean?
Do you know when a woman's getting married? And they just take a freak of like everything, the mad control freak, every detail.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, yeah.
Short tempo. Yeah,
I'd agree with that. I'd agree with that, yeah.
He rang me at 5 to 2 and he's like, where the fuck are you? I was like, back to my head.
Where the fuck is this?
And I was like, I'm not to be there for another half an hour. And he goes, no, we said 2. I was like, I thought you said half. Genuinely did. He was like, oh, and he's snapping then. And I was like, all right, Alan. You're the mad bridezilla. Oh, yeah, because you're on the stage now, you're allowed to shout at us.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Alan was great on stage. Can we talk about how good Alan was?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be worse.
He was mad nervous.
And when I say worse, I mean, I thought he was going to struggle. Didn't struggle. No. He was nervous. Obviously, he was nervous. I was fucking nervous.
I know, but he was, I'm on about in the build-up, he was nervous.
He still hides about than me.
I thought his entrance song was suiting him. Coming out to John Cena, he'll put any man 10 foot tall.
Listen, he'll never admit it. That song went down a treat.
I thought it did.
The crowd loved that. And yeah. Then I said it. Said, did you get what? And they were all like, yeah.
Made sense.
We were like, we fucking told you this is going to work. Do you get me?
It's a good song to walk out to, though. It gets you hyped.
Yeah.
I'm going to gym later. I might stick her on, you know what I mean? Why not?
Yeah, I thought Owen was class. But it was more so, Owen could have been shit, but it wouldn't have mattered what Owen said because they love him.
If you were at the show, give us your feedback. Did you expect Owen to look like that?
A lot of people are saying no, but obviously.
But I want to know, what did you expect him to look like?
I don't know.
Now the secret's out. What did we do? Should we start posting pictures of Owen now?
I'm putting up a selfie now. Do you know how many times me and Owen have been in pictures like in the
last year
and a half and I've just not posted them because I felt like... And I was like, but you're out with us like in public.
Yeah. Do you remember someone said it to us outside the bar, guys? Is that Owen? And we were like, no. No.
It was Ed, like, me.
No, after we were doing the video on Monday, remember?
Oh, shit, sorry.
We done the video and someone goes, is that Owen? And we were like, no. And then another fella, what boy, when Owen was talking, goes, you're Owen Brennan and know that voice anywhere. I was like, wow, that's mad, mate. That's mental.
Someone said, someone asked us in the TBX meeting, was Ed Smith on?
Yeah.
So is that Owen there? Like, that's Ed.
And everyone's like, oh, Ed!
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you knew Ed as well. And we tried to get 50 Cent.
We forgot to actually speak about that, yeah. I'll tell you what, we were closer than we think.
Yeah.
We were fairly close.
If he was in the country, I think we would have got him.
How close were we?
To me, you're a million miles away until they're in front of you. Doesn't matter how close they are.
No, but we were one person away.
Oh, yeah.
Having 50 Cent cross the road and come on for 5 attempts.
Yeah. We were outside the bar, gosh, on Monday, doing the video, and a fella from a hotel came over and told us that 50 Cent was in a certain hotel and that he was checked in until Saturday.
Yeah.
Then so we were like, that's mad, because we're doing a show on Friday. Yeah. And it's very close. And he doesn't have to do the whole show. He can come in at the end. And yeah, we just sit on our way then.
Can I say something? 50 Cent coming out on the stage singing in the club wouldn't have been better than Maniac. I'm just putting that out there. I'm just putting that. Maniac on a Bluetooth speaker.
I said
was better than 50 Cent down in the club.
If 50 Cent had just walked out and just got a pitch over us and walked off, I would have been happy with that. Because imagine how much that story would grow legs. Did you go to Talking Bollocks last live show? 50
Cent walked.
50 Cent was
people
there.
People would think that was a hologram.
That's what I'm saying. 50 Cent was there.
Yeah.
Did he do one? It doesn't matter. He was there. He was on the stage. He had Terrence in one hand and Calvin in the other. You know what I mean? 50 Cent was on the stage.
We were close to getting him. Look, it hurts our hearts.
Oh, that was a loud in the earlys.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was a loud in the earlys, but like that was the most recent early that did break my heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we did try, and then we got on to someone who told us that he went to like Switzerland or something on Wednesday. So
we just
we spent two whole days chasing him, and then they couldn't leg it. Yeah. You got word, Teddy. You were looking for him.
I'd have took his phone. The crowds, Calvin.
Yeah.
The crowd in Vicar Street in April was off the Richter scale, and then the crowd the other night again. What's that happening? Like, do you remember the first few live shows? The crowds were always amazing. But it's like now they know that they have to
misbehave.
Yeah, and scream and like, you know,
and carry
like,
on.
When guests are coming out, when we're coming out.
Do you know what's funny, Terry? In the build up to it, we'd be like, go and bring the energy and bring the noise. And then we're like, why is everyone very loud?
Yeah. remember I had a nap in Vicar Street 3 years ago and I come down the old shouting. I was like, why are they so loud? Like, are you awake?
That's exactly how I want them. I want people to know.
Yeah. When you come to the show, get on your feet.
Yeah.
Like, get up and play and sing and dance and shout and fucking whatever you want. Like, but I think as the years have went on doing the shows, they've just got to a point where they know that that's what
what's expected of them.
Yeah, like that's what we do at the shows. You know, because you come out and people are just on their feet. That's
we're all sitting at the Red Poles in Grand Canal Dock with cans and speakers. I wish I was there.
My brothers were there. Said to them, what are you doing today at the show? Like, you're going to have a field now. Well, we're going to win the boys' cash for a few drinks and we're getting a bag of cans and a speaker. I'm going to sit outside the board. I was like, you are legend.
I seen videos of it. I was like, that looks
elite. That's exactly what I would have did if I was going to a show. Sad that we'll never be on that end of things.
If we do the podcast again, I think we should go out there until about 7. And when the doors open, be like, run, go and get a shower now, see us at the.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
Won't you have a solid plan in place?
Just put a cap on and go incognito.
A solid plan, a solid guess in place. That you just don't even need to worry. You know when you get out on the stage, you're going to do it.
And then you have a bag of cam with the lads at the Red Poles?
And come back in at 10 to 8, put a shoe on and walk straight out. Isn't it?
Just walk straight through the crowd. Sorry, out of the way, onto the stage. Yeah.
What's up anyways?
Yeah, coming out of the crowd. It's not a bad show. Coming up out of the crowd, it's not a bad show, Terry.
I want to come up out of the stage. How do I get... You have to be at a certain level to do that, don't you? You have to be at like Neo's level. You have to be at Neo's level to come up out of the ground.
You come up out of the ground, then I come through the crowd on the harness.
But my point is then, what do we say? Like, we can't just go up and sing Sexy Love, do you get me? Like, if you come up out of the ground and start singing, bro, you come up out of the ground for a reason. We're going to come up out of the ground and be like, just pissing the shower or what?
Oh, I think because it'd be so over the top, that'd be funny. You'd be like,
we come up out of the ground to say, what's up?
Yeah.
Where you all from?
Yeah, why not?
Why'd you come up out of the ground, Terrence? I don't know.
Why not?
How much would that cost me as well? That'll cost me extra to come out of the ground, will it?
Yeah, I know, but it'd be worth it.
I'm not paying to come out of the ground unless it's going to be worth it.
I think it would be worth it.
Like, I think there's potential for it to be worth it. But you have to come up out of the ground.
I'm just saying, no matter where the next live show is, I'm not going on the stage unless a choir is in the running order. I was disappointed if we didn't get a choir.
We're not doing another show this year, are we?
Who knows? Remains to be seen.
Who do we ask to send us to Australia? I'm going to ask someone. I think we're going to Australia. I'm saying that like if we plan a place, we don't. We're going to try and get to Australia for shows.
I'd be happy to go to Cork at this rate.
Sydney and Melbourne, lobby.
Yeah, I know, but like if someone came to me tomorrow and goes, hey, look
at Limerick, Cork, Galway, would you be delighted?
Yeah, I'd be happy with that. I'd be happy to get outside the M50 for a show. Just to see what it's like, Terry. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? I'm glad to see you're still humble.
Why?
After all the years. I'm getting excited. I'm going to different continents and all.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm happy to go to Cork. I'm like, look at the numbers in the podcast. This is Leon. Like, do you get me?
Like, outside of Dublin, Cork is next. In terms of listenership.
Is it? Yeah. There's always loads from Cork at the shows as well.
It's in Cork Opera House, Sunday, September.
And we'll see us in Melbourne, Sydney.
Yeah.
And where's the other one?
Teddy and Deck Pierce.
Yeah, in February 2026, Manifesta. Yeah.
Melbourne, Sydney.
What's the capital? Canberra or something?
Canberra. I don't know anyone that's ever been there.
You know the way.
Sydney, Melbourne, Gold Coast, and... Yeah.
Just give us four locations to do in Australia that'll make the money back.
It'd be like
for the flight.
Sydney on Monday, Cork on Friday, Melbourne on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Sorry that it's just one of these laid back episodes, but honestly,
send us all these feedback. Anyone who was there, anyone who's seen clips, if you were there, tell us what you think. Yeah. If you weren't there, tell us how much you missed it. What do you think? Where do you think we should do our next live show? And somewhere that's like plausible. Don't be going around saying Sao Paulo and all.
Why would you not?
In the favelas.
Favelas?
Yeah.
The favelas, bro.
No? The favela fellas?
What, would you not do one?
That's the Bronx.
How many Irish is in over there in the favelas?
Sure, your man played Mikey Johnson went to go and he said, you got away your dope box out. Did you see that?
Yeah, I seen it, yeah.
Still fell through, yeah?
It was just about done. The fans turned on him.
Was it the fans?
Yeah, yeah. The fans. Right. The fans kicked up Mora and said, get that dope box away, and he's a good player. Anyways, that's that episode. Sorry about tired.
Yeah. Very tired. I had two naps over the weekend. Not like me. Two naps. What am I napping on Sunday for? The show was Friday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Just feels like come down, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I know they'll already be out and this will be after the fact, but we're going to get Owen Brennan's perspective as well on it. And we're looking forward to some voice notes on TBX as well from people who were there. Hopefully, because remember after the last Vicar Street, people are sending voice messages on the way home. Hope they've done the same again this time. You know what I mean? We haven't heard them yet, so looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So that's this week's episode. Anyways, look at. Stay tuned. We've big plans coming. And, yeah.
And thanks.
Thanks. Yeah. Just thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
There's no point you can sit here and try and do a spiel all the house.
Just thanks.
Just nice one.
Just know that we mean it. Absolute
legend.
From the bottom of our hearts. Thank you.
Before we go, we just want to give a shout out to Roy Style Furniture for teaming up with the podcast.
Is your gaff over you some TLC? Sort all at once with Roy Style Furniture. They've got proper quality stuff, sofas, beds, dining sets, and the house package sales are unreal value.
And you're supporting an Irish family-run business that actually knows what a good service looks like. Plus, they're in Fonthill, Belgard, and now the Omni Park store.
Open 7 days a week and late on Thursdays and Fridays in Fonthill and Omni. So there's no excuse. Get down and get the gaff sorted.
Right price, right style, right now. Visit www.roystyle.ie and use the promo code GET10 for 10% off.
Right, take us out, Siobhan.
Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Till your body is dead. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down. Go down. Go down. Go down.